now with another commentary of a summary. So if you also want to find more details about what we read in Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya, you should refer to what? We explained all this at the beginning. We are saying it again for the purposes of reminder. And for those of us who are not there from the beginning, if we are reading a book, we must know which book are we reading, who wrote it, why did they write it, and things around it. It will help us in assimilating what we take from the book. And it will help our reliance and dependence on what we find in the book. And then it will help us if we like to go back to other things to read more about what we read. So that's why we have introduced the book to us again this week. We are on Babu Kayfiyyat al-Salah. We started from Kitab al-Sahara. Long ago, almost a year or more than a year ago, we started from Sahara. At that time, the children that we are memorizing this book, they are in Kitab al-Nikah now. There are children memorizing this book, Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya. They are in Kitab al-Nikah. So, you see, it's been a long time. And they have had it shared at least 2 times, from beginning to where they are. Children. May Allah make it easy for us. So let's pay attention. This is the time that we can pay attention to things like this. So we are on Babu Kayfiyyat al-Salah, the chapter about how do we pray. In Ad-Darrariyyah al-Mudiyya by Imam al-Shawkani, rahimahullah, he has a student who came after him, although he didn't meet him, but Al-Imam Siddiq Hasan Khan al-Qamuji, he describes himself as a student of Imam Shawkani, although Shawkani had passed away before Siddiq Hasan Khan. But when a student likes someone upon whose work he made a lot of benefit, he ascribes himself to him. Al-Imam Siddiq Hasan Khan al-Qannawji, he took Ad-Darrariyyah al-Mudiyya by Shawkani of this book and he added some facts to it. In that addition, when he came to Babu Kayfiyyat al-Salah, he first of all described the Salah of the Prophet as we did. And likewise, in many books of fiqh, if they want to tell you Salah, they first of all describe the Salah. The same thing Hajj. The easiest way to learn about Hajj is, first of all, learn how did the Prophet perform the Hajj. Then, you start talking about what are the arkan of Hajj, what are the wajibat of Hajj, what are the sunan of Hajj, what are, and so on. But if you want to pick it, what are the arkan of Hajj, what are the wajibat of Hajj, what are the sunan of Hajj, you get it confused. Because if you are a student living in Madhab Malikiya, it will be different. If you are living in Madhab Hanbaliya, it will be different. If you are living in Madhab Shafi'iya, it will be different. But usually, you will not find much difference if it is Hajj for next year. You will not find much difference in the sequence of the Prophet Hajj. It's an easier way to learn. And one of the things about wisdom is, you want to explain something, look for the easiest way to get your audience to understand your topic. It's from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. Somebody wrote a whole book on that. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mu'allima. The Prophet as a teacher. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he mentioned many of the ways the Prophet employs to teach people to ensure that these lessons were well taken. So one of the ways to teach Salah is first of all explain it. Then come and start talking about arkan, wajibat, you know. In that sense, it will be easy for the people to take and carry along. So that is what we have done. In our last class, we started with arkan of Salah. In it, he says, Rahimahullah, on that bab of Sayyidina Salah. It la takun shar'iyyatan illa bin niyyah. This Salah will not be the Salah that is approved in Islam, except that we have an intention. We explained this point in the last one. He says, وَأَرْكَانُهَا كُلُّهَا مُفْتَرَبًا. All the arkans of Salah. You know what arkans of Salah are? Those things in Salah, they are half of Salah. When you don't do them, you don't have Salah. If a person leaves them deliberately, the Salah is barred, will have spoiled. Well, if a person leaves them by mistake, he has to come back to them. That is the meaning of broken or arkan. Arkan is the plural of broken. So the Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, wa arkanuha, those things in Salah that we must observe, that when we don't observe them, we don't have that Salah. It is kulluha, all of them, muftaraha, they are necessarily obligatory, we must be. Illa, we mentioned that, we mentioned about 10 in the last class, go. If you go to some books, you may find them more than 10. But they will collapse under the 10. Let me give us one example. At-tuma'niyanna is Salah. Being calm. We keep it at just one item, one unit. But in some books, the tuma'niyanna, calmness, in ruku, they take it as one part. The tuma'niyanna in sujud, they take it as another part. The tuma'niyanna in rafu, ba'da, ruku, they take it as another part. That is being calm in all these places. So you see, add them to our own. You see, we haven't ever taken them. So that's why I said they will collapse under this thing that we have mentioned. If we check the account of Salah from other books, I'm saying this because the world has changed. Books are available, people are reading. So you must be able to harmonize what you have read with what you see also. So, the Shaykh said, وَأَرْكَانُهَا كُلُّهَا مُفْتَرَهُ. All these things we counted under the arkan, they are necessary obligation. We must do. إِلَّا قُعُودَ التَّشَهُدِ. Except the first sitting. We call it قُعُودِ التَّشَهُدِ الْأَوْسَطِ. The sitting for التَّشَهُدِ at the middle. It is a sitting, and the sitting are from arkan. But this particular sitting is not from the arkan. The first tashahud is not from the arkan. I'm just reviewing what we said in our last class. I observed that many times when we come, sometimes people come newly, they should be able to follow what we say to them. Sometimes somebody will just pick an audio of today's class. We must be able to understand what are we saying. Not being here yesterday should not be a reason why he should not understand. That is my own basic aim when I explain it. Just try to make sure that people explain. Allah will do what he will do. So, he says, إِلَّا قُعُودَ التَّشَهُدِ الْأَوْسَطِ. Except the fourth sitting or the middle sitting in which we make our tashahud, the fourth one. And jalsat al-istiraha. These two sittings are not from the arkan of Salah. But we explained also in the last class that qu'ud al-tashahhud al-awsat yuqu'u ataya laqaqa, the fourth sitting of tahiyya, that fourth sitting is healthy from wajibat. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that companion who heard in his Salah, he commanded him to sit that way. And we knew that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to that companion everything that he must do. But when he leaves, his Salah is not complete. It means the misreading of all of what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in that hadith. The misreading is we say is obligation. We need. Otherwise, the Salah of that person will not be complete. So, this Qu'ud al-Tashahhud al-Awsat the seeking of Ataya Allah Koko or the need Sahiya is obligatory. And one of the things that is obligatory is that if you need it, you must make sure that you start. Right? That is the reason why it is not written. Because if it were written, you go back to it. Meaning that if you were to seek for Sahiya, if that Sahiya, the first one, were written, if you stand at mistaking it, if it were written, you would have come back to it. If a person leaves Surah Al-Fatiha, he's praying Nafila, Surah. He leaves Surah Al-Fatiha in the first rak. He didn't read Surah Al-Fatiha. You know, if a person is praying alone, Surah Al-Fatiha is from the Arkan code. You must read it. If you don't read it, you don't have Salah. So if a person leaves Surah Al-Fatiha at the beginning of Salah, he's making Surah Al-Fatiha. It's in the second rak. Perhaps it's even in Sahiyya ready to make the plea. You now remember that I did not recite Surah Al-Fatiha. You know what he will do? He will just stand up. Those two rak'ats that he has prayed, they have gone. The first one in which he read Surah Al-Fatiha. And the first one in which he left Surah Al-Fatiha, mistakenly. And the second one in which he actually read Surah Al-Fatiha. They are both gone. Because the second one is based on something that is about void. And whatever is based on something that is void, it's also what? Void. So that first rak'ah is void. The second one too is void. He has to start again. So if he stands up, where will he start? Bismillah ar-Rahman. Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. And he follows and then completes. That makes us understand that Surah Al-Fatiha is from the Arkan. So if the first sitting of Sahiyya is from the Arkan of Salah, if a person misses it, what was he going to do? He'll come back to it. Do you get it? I'm trying to make us understand the difference between Arkan and Wajiba. We say this a lot. It is something we must grab. If something we must grab requires repetition, if you be repeating it, you will grab it. And because these things cause little confusion outside. May Allah protect all of us. Is Abu Maryam here with Maryam? Is Abu Maryam here with Maryam? You are the Abu Maryam. Go with this lawyer. I hope that we get that for the echo. There is no haste and rush about it. So the Shaykh said, Illa qu'uda tashahudul awsat. We are saying that speaking, first speaking of Ataya is obligatory. It is not from the arkan of walittiraha. The second speaking that is not also from the arkan of Salah is what? Jalfatul. It is not from the Arkan of Salah. Ulama say it is from the Sunan of Salah. Sunan, you know what is the Jalsatul Istiraha? After the first rak'ah, you make the sajda. You want to stand up for the second rak'ah. When we are standing up, you should sit down first. That's the thing is called Jalsatul. You just go it singing. It has another name. Jalsatul Awsat. The people you sit after an odd number rak'ah. Because you do it again after the third rak'ah, before you stand up for the fourth rak'ah. So they call it Jalsatul Istiraha or what? Jalsatul Awsat. That sitting, although sitting is from the arkan of Salah, but that particular one is not a. If a person stands up just like that, the Salah is valid and does not have to come back to the person. If a person does not sit to the person, the Salah is valid and the person does not need to come back to the person. And because it's not from the Wajibat, the person does not need to make Sajda to Salah. If we have Sabah, if we make the person, he does not need Sajda to Salah.
at the end of the service, whether before or after. I hope that this point, we are starting new discourse now. The Sheikh said, Rahimahullah, وَلَا يَجِبُ مِنْ أَذْكَارِهَا إِلَّا التَّكْبِيرُ وَلَا يَجِبُ مِنْ أَذْكَارِهَا إِلَّا التَّكْبِيرُ وَالْفَاتِحَةُ فِي كُلِّ رَكْعَةٍ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُؤْتَمًّا وَلَا يَجِبُ مِنْ أَذْكَارِهَا إِلَّا التَّكْبِيرُ وَالْفَاتِحَةُ فِي كُلِّ رَكْعَةٍ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُؤْتَمًّا ولا يجب من أذكارها إلا التكبير والفاتحة في كل ركعة ولو كان مؤتما والتشهد الأخير والتسليم وما عدا ذلك فسنن ولا يجب من أذكارها إلا التكبير والفاتحة في كل ركعة ولو كان مؤتما والتشهد الأخير والتسليم. In a class like this, two things are necessary. You must be able to read it. You must know the meaning of what you have read. That's why I've been repeating that reading. وَلَا يَجِبُ مِنْ أَذْكَارِهَا إِلَّا التَّسْبِيرُ والفاتحة في كل ركعة ولو كان مؤتما والتشهد الأخير والتسليم. He says ولا يجب من أذكارها. Nothing amongst the أذكار of Salah. أذكارها amongst its أذكار. What are we talking about? لا يجب من أذكار Salah. What the Shaykh is saying that? Amongst all the adhkar of Salah, we are reading. No one is obligated except he mentions some. Meaning that these ones that he mentioned, it would be, they are what? Obligated. Amongst the adhkars we say is that. It says, وَلَا يَجِبُ مِنْ أَذْكَارِهَا إِلَّا. And then he started making the istithna. Nothing is compulsory amongst the adhkar we say in Salah, except this one. But before we go with him, let us revise what we did. Because we have discussed all of Salah. And while we are discussing them, we are mentioning their rulings, though. With the proofs for those rulings. So let us go back to Salah. وَلَا يَجِبُ مِنْ أَذْكَارِهَا. أَذْكَارُ Salah, they are many. So let's start, pick them from the first rak'ah of Salah. The first dhikr of Salah is what? Takbiratul Ihram. That's why he says, illa takbir. Because Takbiratul Ihram is not from the wajibat, it's not from the sunnah. What is it from? From the arkan. If you don't make Takbiratul Ihram, that means. So the first dhikr of Salah is from the arkan of Salah. Allahu Akbar. The second zikr of Salah is what? Dua al-Istiftah. The supplication with which we open the Salah. The scholars of fiqh call it another name. Dua al-Tawajjuh. Adua al-Dajikon. The supplication or the zikr of saying the Salah. Declaring to Allah, I am now before you. They refer to it as Tawajjuh, Zikr Tawajjuh. That is the name that Shawkani also called it. If you go down, you see it, what Tawajjuh ba'da Takbir. That Tawajjuh is Zikr al-Istiftah. They refer to it as Tawajjuh. If you go to the books of fiqh, the Ummahat, you see, they mention it Zikr al-Istiftah or what? Zikr Tawajjuh. The Zikr with which you commit yourself to Allah. So this zikr, Dua al-Istiftah, we said that the Jumhur say it is mustahab sunnah. Cool. But we also mentioned that the proofs indicate that they are obligatory.
Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the one who erred in his salah to leave it. And we have said that the companion who erred in his salah, everything the Prophet told him to do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the least meaning is that it is obligatory. So when the Prophet told him, do this in that salah, it means that thing is obligation. And that your salah is not complete unless you do these things I'm telling you. So it means from the things that make the salah complete is what? Zikr al-istighfar. It is mentioned in the hadith of Muti al-Salah. But many of the scholars, large majority of them say it's mustahab. Because that's one thing we have to observe. We must not say what the scholars have not said before. In fact, how sorry I got this off. See that the Jabir may be what? You must not say what they have not said before, even if it appears like that to you. Because rather than they all erring, you will be the one erring. So be careful about saying something they have not. If you think about a view after a study, search for who among the scholar has that view you have. It will help you know that I'm not upon an error. At least our past has gone that. You will not be saying anything new, as many of the Babas accuse young people to do. It's not me. Only Salman seen in the process. So an Imam ibn Battah is of the view, rahimahullah, that is from the Wajibat of Salah. Because we remember that Sheikh al-Albani said a statement, and I always like to read that statement to the brothers. We read it when we discussed this in the Iftar. He said, rahimahullah, that it means لَمْ أَسْتَعْمِلْ لَفْظَ الْوُجُوبِ لِلْسَبَبِ. I have not said that it is wajib because of one reason. وَهُوَ أَنِّي لَمْ أَسْتَحْضِرْ أَنَّ أَحَدًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ قَالَ بِالْوُجُوبِ. I can't remember that any of the scholars said that it is wajib. Dual istikhar. Sheikh Al-Albani said, I'm not saying that it is wajib. Because I don't know any of the scholars, I can't remember anyone saying that it is wajib. For in wujida, for who are bima'an al-wujud. But if we find, it really means that it is wajib. The hadith means that it is wajib for us to do dual istikhar. If we find a scholar saying that, then the hadith points to that. Rasulullah. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُلْ بِهِ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ. But if no one among the scholars had said that it is obligatory, فَلَا نَتَجَرَّأُ عَلَى الْقَوْلِ بِمَا لَمْ يَكُلْ بِهِ. You will not come forward boldly to say what they have not said before. Come back to story, I'm not so. Then they have not said it. You will not see it. لَنَا تَجَرَّعُ. You mentioned jura. Jura is there. Being bold to say something. We will not see. So let our younger brothers take note about this. If you have it, if you study a matter, it appears that this one is not correct. Look for who said what I am saying now. It will help you know that you are not upon, this is the way of the big scholar. Sheikh Albani said so. Rahimahullah. I have not seen anybody saying that it is wajib. But if they have said it, that is my opinion. Because that is apparently what the hadith shows. It will not take so much time. Don't forget, the passage we are reading is what? وَلَا يَجِبُ مِنَا ذُكَارِهَا. So we want to quickly make a rundown of the Azkar of Salah. So we will not take so much time on Zikr al-Istighfar or Zikr al-Tawajjuh. So the first Zikr of Salah is what? Takbirat al-Ihram. The second one is, and the Takbirat al-Ihram is from what? Arkan of Salah. It is followed by what? Dua al-Tawajjuh. And the Dua al-Tawajjuh, Ulama say it is, Jumhur al-Ulama say it is Sunnah. But some amongst them faces from the wajibah. And that is what the hadith proves. You stand with them. So it is wajib to say dua al-tawajjuh. Imam ibn Battah said,
And it is mentioned to be one of the opinions of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Rahimahullah. And Imam Ibn Battah al-Ukbari lived in the time of Imam Ahmad, later after, shortly after their times. So it's from amongst the elements. His statement is relied on. So we say it is from the wajibat. Hold it in your hands, because it is strange. The last time when we were discussing it, we didn't mention Ibn Battah. But now we found that Ibn Battah said it. So, and others, like Imam Ahmad. So put it on your hands. So you think to me, Dual is this that? What is its meaning? Who said it before you? Ibn Battah? And the statement from Ahmad. We are free. What is the proof for it? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the one who heard in his salah to recite the dual. So after dual istiftah at-ta'awud, isti'adha, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, min hamdihi wa nafsihi wa nafsiha, a'udhu billahi al-sami' al-alim, min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, min hamdihi wa nafsihi wa nafsiha. Al-isti'adha. Similarly, Jumhur ulama say isti'adha is what sunnah. But the correct thing is that isti'adha is what wajibah. From the wajibat as well. عبد الشيء أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من حمده ونفسه ونفسه لوري يعني أنا يعني the جمهور سيد السنة so it is a position from Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal that الاستعاذة is what واجبة and the proof for that is the verse of the Quran Allah says فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله whenever you recite the Quran secretly with Allah Are there amongst the early Muslims who have that view? Yes. Like who? Like the Tabi'i, Al-Imam Ata' ibn Abi Rabah. That's the view. Like it's wajib to recite Al-Isti'adha, A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitan. Likewise, Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri and others amongst the early Muslims, including Imam Ahmad. So we rely on them. Isti'adha, A'udhu Billahi Samir al-Alim, Min al-Shaytan al-Rajim. من حمده ونفخه ونفخه is from what? واجبات Quran. Then after that we recite Surah Al-Fatiha starting from what? بسم الله الرحمن It's from the Adhkar of Salah, cool? So the first Adhkar of Salah is what? تكبيرة الإحرام It is Rukun. The second Adhkar of Salah is what? دعال الإفتاح It is what? واجب. The third ذكر of Salah is what? استعاذة It is what? واجب. The fourth dhikr of Salah is what? Surah Al-Fatiha. Starting from Bismillah. I prayed behind one of our brothers yesterday in one of the towns around here. He's an imam, the learned brother. Not the learned brother, inshallah. In the second rak'ah, he stood up, Allahu Akbar, and just said, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. That time after the tatbir and that Alhamdulillah showed that he did not say isti'aza and he did not say basmala. He's acting upon a hadith that we have explained. But that hadith does not mean what he has done. He's acting upon the apparent meaning of a hadith. But the hadith does not mean what he has done. We read the hadith of Anas ibn Malik muttafaqun alayh. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, when they start Salah, what you hear them say is, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So if you hear them say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, did it mean that they did not say before anything before, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen? Do we get this point? Does it mean they didn't say anything before, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen? It doesn't mean so. It means al-jaharu bihi. What you hear, they say aloud is alhamdulillah. And then Allah has commanded us that فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنِ Any time you pray. Al-Imam Asa'a bin Abi Rabah, he said to recite أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ before reciting the Qur'an, is compulsory, whether you are in Salah or outside Salah. Any time you want to read anything from the Qur'an, you must say أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ Because of this battle.
that fa'iza qara'ta al-Qur'an. Anytime you want to read the Qur'an, fasta'iz billah, ask Allah for refuge. So we must say a'udhu billah thousand. And then he did not say bismillahir rahmanir rahim, because bismillahir rahmanir rahim is from Surah Al-Fatiha. We have the hadith of Abu Huraira and hadith of Umm Salam. So he just started saying, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, I knew the problem. He's acting upon a hadith, the hadith of Anas and Abu Huraira, but that is not the hadith, meaning of that hadith. If we go back to the books of Sharh, we will see. Fortunately, the brother is reading Bulugh al-Maram. If he goes to any of the Sharh of Bulugh al-Maram, of that hadith, he's depending on who we see. So let's quickly come back. The first zikr of Salah is what? Takbiratul Ihram. The second zikr of Salah is what? Dua al-Tawajjuh. The third zikr of Salah is what? Al-Isti'adah. And it is wajibah. The fourth zikr of Salah is what? Surah Al-Fatiha. Starting from Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And reciting Surah Al-Fatiha is from the Arkan of Salah. We will come back to it. Imam will say it. It's from the Arkan. So it's not under the wajibat. Reciting Surah Al-Fatiha is from what? Arkan. For the Imam and for the person praying alone. But for those of us praying behind the Imam, to recite Surah Al-Fatiha behind the Imam, it's from what? Wajibat. Don't get tired of these things. Because you do it every day. And you must be able to do it well and know what you are doing. Wallahi, my dear brothers, many people are not going to laugh at our man. Ah, if you do want answer, do you want? Just call anybody who finished madrasa for a year. Ask him all these questions. They are brilliant students. Nikael Oba, one is the other lady in Canada. Can you say, A'udhu billahi samir al alim, min al shaytan al rajim, min hamzihi wa nafkhihi wa nafkhi. If you say min hamzihi wa nafkhihi wa nafkhi, if Allah has blessed him, he can know it. Otherwise, he will know it if he has been close to the people of Sunnah. Min hamzihi wa nafkhihi wa nafkhi. You can say, ah, yes, I don't know you. Ah, oh, God, look at him. May Allah protect all of us. I'm just trying to say that to know these things well is very necessary. Know it is becomes a part of it. And one of the ways to do that is to continue to repeat it. Very, very important. So Surah Al-Fatiha is from the Arkan of Salah for the Imam and for the person that is praying alone. But for the person praying behind the Imam, Surah Al-Fatiha is what? From the Wajibat of Salah. We proved all of this and we were extensive on them, so we will not go back to proving. After Surah Al-Fatiha, we recite any surah is convenient for us. To recite a surah from the Quran is sunnah, means sunnah. So let's quickly go back again. Takbirat al-Ihram is what? Rukun. Dua al-Istifta is what? Wajib. Al-Istiada is what? Wajibah. Al-Basmala together with Surah Al-Fatiha is what? Rukun. For the person praying alone and for the Imam. But for those of us behind the Imam, it is what? Wajib. Qira'atul Fatiha. Then Qira'atul Surah is what? Sunnah. Means sunnah. After that Qira'ah, the next zikr in Salah is what? Takbir. So, you say Allahu Akbar to go to Ruku. This zikr, this Allahu Akbar to go to Ruku. سمع الله لمن حمده to stand up from ruku. ربنا لك الحمد and other things around it. When we are already standing after ruku and Allahu Akbar when we go on sujood. Allahu Akbar when we sit down after the sajda. Allahu Akbar when we go back again. All these takbirat, they have a name. What is their name? تكبيرات الانتقام. What is their name? تكبيرات الانتقال. The takbirs with which we change position. The rulings of these takbirat is wajibah.
تكبيرات الانتقال is what? واجبة. Why? Because the Prophet Muhammad he commanded that companion who heard in his salah to make this takbirah. أوراني يعني بقوان كبارا يوراني. That is صحيح. أوراني يعني يوريني. So somebody can ask us, what is the proof that it is واجبة? Hadith Musi Iqbala. The hadith of the companion who erred in his salah. That is also a way of proving it. Ulama say, the Prophet was not known, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to pray a salah. And then he wants to go to ruku, he didn't say Allahu Akbar. Sami Allah. All this. You hear it from him all the time. So he has al-muwazabatu alayha. The Prophet was used to being there. He was consistent upon them. So if you take the hadith of Sallu kama ra'aytumuni Sallu, pray as you have seen me pray. That is a command to follow him in everything that he did in his salah, that he did not leave at all. So if we confirm that he did everything repeatedly and he did not leave it in salah, that thing will be among the wajibat of salah. That is another way of proving that takbiratul intiqal are from what? Wajibat of salah. Are we getting this point? So takbiratul intiqal. Let me quickly talk about Sami Allahu liman hamida rabbana. Sami Allahu liman hamida is not from the takbirat. But it has the ruling of the takbirat. In the same way we prove the takbirat. Sami Allahu liman hamida, we say it between ruku and standing up. لا عن ركوع أكيد سمع الله لمن إذا لا تصدقني سمع الله سمع الله لمن حمد الله say between the ركوع and standing where we fully stand what do we say ربنا ولك الحمد or لك الحمد as we have explained them earlier so سمع الله لمن حمد occurs in the hadith of مسيء الصلاة وربنا ولك الحمد is not there. So سمع الله لمن حمدا, you prove it the way we prove تكبيرات الانتقال. Do we get this point? Yes, sir. But ربنا ولك الحمد is not in that hadith. So you ask, how do we prove that it's from the wajibat? Two ways. The first way is that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was persistent on it. He never left saying ربنا ولك الحمد. He was ever on it. And everything that he did repeatedly and he never stopped at any point in time, that thing has a ruling of what? Obligation in salah. But a clearer way to prove that Rabbana wa laka alhamd is from the obligations of salah is the hadith of Anas, Abu Hurairah and others, wherein the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, innama ju'ila al-imam li'u'tamma bihi. The imam has been appointed so that he can be followed. فَإِذَا كَبَّرَ فَكَبِّرُ. When imam says Allahu Akbar, you have to say what? Allahu Akbar. But there's a proof here in addition to what we have said. It means that if you are praying behind an imam, it is compulsory for you also to be saying Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami Allah. Rabbana. That obligation is not upon the one who is praying alone or the imam alone. It is for everybody. Bubu wa tan kiru. La gada ma kabbara. La ni ayita juwe. Bubu wa tan kiru. La gada se semi Allahu li malham. Bubu wa tan kiru. La gada sofi rabbana wa laka alhamdu. Ati limamu ati omalayi limamu. We all must say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. All these at takbiratul intiqal we must say. Likewise, سَمِي اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. And what? رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. If somebody asks you, why should the ma'mun say سَمِي اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ? He said, the Prophet commanded Musa salah to say سَمِي اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. Everybody must say سَمِي اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. Otherwise, our salat will not be compulsory, will not be correct. So سَمِي اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ is wajibah. Likewise, what? رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ. For both the imam and those behind the imam. The second way to prove رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ is what we are talking about. We said that the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا كَبَّرَ فَقَبِّلُ. When the imam says Allahu Akbar, you all should say what? Allahu Akbar. And then when he got to Sami Allahu liman hamida, he said, وَإِذَا قَالَ سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا فَقُولُوا رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. This is evidence that it is compulsory for those behind the imam to do what? To say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. So to say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ is compulsory. We can find some amongst the scholars who say, سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا is wajibah. And رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ is from the Sunan. But this hadith containing the order of the Prophet that we all should say رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ is evidence that it is more than a Sunan. It is from the what? From the wajibat of Salah. In addition to the fact that the Prophet ﷺ was not known to have observed the Salah and not say رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. So we must say سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا, and we must also all say رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Don't be worried if you find a learned person saying that رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ or سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا are from the Sunnah. What you have to do is to prove it that they are from the wajibah. And the proof is what you have heard. سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا occurs in the hadith of the companion who heard in his salah. Hadith in his salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him to say what? سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا. So we all must say Sami Allahu liman hamida for our salah to be perfect, complete. Because it says la tatimmu salati ahadin. The salah of any one of you will not be complete. So our completeness has to do with either a rukun or what? Or a wajib. I hope that this point is clear. So we say Sami Allahu liman hamida by obligation. We also say what? رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ by obligation. But the rest of it, مِلْءُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَمِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ وَمِلْءُ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدِ أَهْلُ الثَّنَاءِ وَالْمَجْدِ لَا مَانِيَ الْمَعْطِيَ. And all of these, they are from the Sunan of Salah. Because they are from the Adhkar too. They are from the Adhkar too of Salah. So we have to talk about them. سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا is wajib. رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ is what? Wajib. But حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا عَلَيْهِ كَمَا يُحِبُّ رَبُّنَا وَيَرْضَى. أو حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا. They are both correct in report. Either you say طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا عَلَيْهِ كَمَا يُحِبُّ رَبُّنَا وَيَرْضَى. Or طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ. They are both correct. They are established in authentic reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So whichever one, but they are from the Sunan of Salah. So we say those ones. Where are we? The next one is the Adhkar of Sujood. Ko? The other is the Dhikr of Sujood. What do we say? The Dhikr of Ruku, ma'adhiratan, first before Sujood. The Dhikr of Ruku. Here, the Jumhur say that this adhkar we say in Ruku, Subhuhu Kudus Rabbul Malaikati Wal Ruh, or Subhana Rabbi Al Azim, that we say in Ruku, the light majority of the ulama say they are from the Sunan of Salah. So if you hear Leonard Fassim explain Sunan of Salah, don't find students on scholars of this. But some of that hold a view like Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, that the zikr of ruku, subhana rabbi al-azim, is from the wajibat of salah, obligatory salah. And one of the proofs they employ is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas in Sahih Muslim, wherein he said, radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَالرُّكُوْ فَعَزِّمُوا فِيهِ الرَّبِّ. As for the ruku, فَعَزِّمُوا, he commanded them, make ta'zim of your Lord. As for ruku, you should make ta'zim of your Lord. This command apparently indicates obligation. So how then do we make that ta'zim? Subhana Rabbi Allah. Subhana Rabbi Allah. There is a second hadith, the hadith of Uqba ibn Amir al-Juhani, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah revealed, فَسَبِّحْ بِحْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ, فَصَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَاجْعَلُوهَا فِي رُكُوعِكُمْ فَصَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. That's in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. فَصَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. You should glorify the name of your Lord who is mighty. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, اجْعَلُوهَا فِي رُكُوعِكُمْ. Put that one in your ruku'. How does he say we should make it in ruku'? سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. And that when Allah said, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. In Surah Al-A'la, he says, اجْعَلُوهُ فِي مَدَحْ فِي سُجُودِكُمْ. Place that one in your sujood. That hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. It's from the hadith of Uqba ibn Amir al-Juhad. Al-Imam ibn Khuzayma in his Sahih also reported that hadith. But some of the scholars say that that hadith is weak. But it appears that the least ruling that hadith will have is Hassan. The least ruling of that hadith is Hassan. So it suffices, it's good enough for proof. That when Allah says, فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِجْعَلُوهَا فِي رُكُوعِكُمْ. When Allah says, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَالَى, the Prophet says, اِجْعَلُوهَا فِي سُجُودِكُمْ. This command, اِجْعَلُوهَا, makes that dhikr compulsory in both ruku and sujood. I hope that this point is clear. That is also the position of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. He has that view that is wajib for us. When we are in ruku to say, Subhana Rabbiya al-Azim, Subhana Rabbiya al-Azim, Subhana Rabbiya al-Azim, Subhana Rabbiya al-Azim. See, we stand up. And that when we are in ruku, we should say, Subhana Rabbiya al-A'la, Subhana Rabbiya al-A'la. But to say, Subbuhu Kudusu Rabbul Malaikati Ruh, they are also from the forms of obeying that command. So they have it truly too. I hope that these points are clear. Now, he's asking, can we combine the two? Some scholars say that, like Al-Imam al-Nawawi in Kitab al-Adhkar and others. But don't combine it. It is not reported that he used to say Subuhu Kudusu Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh and Subhana Rabbi al-Azim together. No report. It will say, you always hear that. When Huzayf ibn al-Yaman reported رضي الله عنه that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his ruku, he will say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. In that rak'ah, in that salah, it was in Qiyamul Layl, that salah, the Prophet observed Surah Al-Baqarah in it and other surahs. And he made that ruku to be equal to the length of the rak'ah, the standing. Do you understand? The Prophet Muhammad. Few days ago, I was listening to an audio from one of the learned persons. He was talking about his father. He said his father completes the Quran every 4 days. Meaning that he's reading about 8 ajza of the Quran. 8 times 4. About 8 or 9. 9. So he said what surprises them is that the time with which he completes those 9 juz of Quran. He said the time is so short that when they were young, they used to wonder, how does this Baba complete 9 juz in? So that will make us understand that you should not think that it is impossible that the Prophet, to whom it was revealed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would in one rak'ah of Qiyamul Layl recite Surah Al-Baqarah, Ala Imran, Surah Al-Nisa, or Surah Al-Ma'idah. If a person would recite 9 ajza within a period of 1-2 hours, why shouldn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read all of that? Al-Baqarah has about 3.5. Ala Imran has about 2.5 to 3. That's about the first 10 will land us in Tawbah. The first 10 juz of Ajza of the Quran. So what the Prophet was reading was around 5 to 6 juz in the Quran. So don't be surprised. This Sheikh said his father used to read 9 juz. That what the problem they have is the time that he reads it. They wonder how good Baba is reading 9 juz. Every day. The Baba would finish for 4 days he finishes Quran. 4 days he finishes Quran. We, it's WhatsApp and Facebook we are reading in our own. May Allah forgive all of us. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the 10 things he will tell Allah on the day of Qiyamah, that Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi takhazu hadha al-Qur'an mahzura. Oh Allah, my people, when I left them, they abandoned the Qur'an. If we hear this, we will not abandon the Qur'an. We have already abandoned it. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah says, wa hadha zikrun mubarakun anzalnah. أَفَأَنْتُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُ وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ مُبَارَكٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ. This Quran, this is a book. مُبَارَكٌ Allah Mubarika, blessed book. أَنْزَلْنَاهُ. We are the ones that revealed this Quran. أَفَأَنْتُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُ شَيْوَ وَدَغُنْ لَا فِي Quran. What is دَغُنْ لَا in English? Will you abandon the Quran? Will you leave the Quran aside? Many of us. Men, don't talk about women. We always have excuses. This sheikh that I said, he said that between Maghrib and Isha, every day that he learns Arabiya from his mother and then from his aunt. He now talked about the aunt. He said that aunt, this person that I'm talking about, any hadith he reads to you, he will read it not to you. Any hadith that he reads to you, tell you the isnad from his mind. I think it's from the ajaib of this zaman. What we read in the books about the past scholar, we see it in him. This fact. He mentions an event between himself and Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Ubad when he was in one of the universities. I don't want to mention where so that we will not know the person I'm talking about. So he said he was asked to teach Sahih al-Bukhari in one of the places in Arab world, in the university. University mosque, they pick a student to come and be teaching Sahih al-Bukhari. He is a student too. So some of the students, you know, may Allah protect them. If you are looking for hasad, scammy money, look for it among scholars and students. Did you hear that? What is scammy money, Yoruba? You don't want somebody to have something. Jealousy. Traitor. You know where to look for it? Scholars and students of knowledge. Why every knowledgeable person has character for the next person, except the person that Allah protects. That is a blunt truth. I'm not the first person saying it. Ulama have said it before me. And Imam Ibn Abdul Barr in his book, Jami'u Bayani al-Ilmi wa Fadli, he has a whole chapter on this matter. Kaita ariya wa fa. Ulama say, when you want to search for kaita hasad, look for it amongst. So this sheikh, when he taught Sahih al-Bukhari, some of the students, they have his classmates or people who taught that. Where is it? Because it's not from Saudi Arabia. They went and reported him to Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz and the institutions that are responsible for the preachers. He said this. He's the one narrating the story. He said so. They wrote him a letter that he'd be facing a panel in Darul Ifta. You know what that means? We face afar, we face. Our afar is clear. Said, no problem. He went. He said, before he came, the panel consists of, I have to mention names now. There was Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz in that panel. There was Sheikh Bakr Abu Zayd in that panel. And others. Those were the two that he mentioned. So he said, but what happened was, Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah told Sheikh Bakr Abu Zayd that so and so person will be attending. He has to face us tomorrow, so attend. Sheikh Bakr said, who? They mentioned his name. Somebody that if I write a book, I have to show him first. Sheikh Bakr Abu Zayd said to Sheikh bin Baz that he does not see himself as a person to be in a panel that sheikh will face. Because if he wrote any book, he will send it to him first. Read it. Tell me what you feel before he publishes the book. So Sheikh Bakr said, me, I'm not coming. The Sheikh bin Baz said, okay, come with us. If you are not coming alone, come with us. So they were in the panel. So they started discussing that. You said this. He said, yes, I said it. Where did you see? He said, I'm not the first person to say, even amongst the scholars of Madhab Hanbaliya. He started mentioning their name. So where? He was citing books in their volumes and pages from his mind. He said, after the sitting, Sheikh bin Baz said, look here. Anywhere you go in this country, go and preach. You hear me? Rahimahumullah. That is how knowledge is. What got me to that is the kind of hazard that follows knowledge. It's everywhere. May Allah protect all of us. The Taliban in his sincere with his knowledge to meet Allah on the day of Qiyamah will be making sure that this thing does not come in his mind. I want to have knowledge. The one Allah gave you, he didn't give another person. Wallahi. The issue is you should just recognize your own, thank him. Because wama utitum min al-ilmillah. All of you, Allah gave all of us only small. So can your own be big? Allah says, all of us, wama utitum. We have not given you all min al-ilmi of knowledge, illa qalila, except a little. So you as an individual, will your own be big? It will be small from that small. It will be small from that small. Small from that small. Now, from that to your small, there are people who count it as big because they don't know it. From that, their own small, you too, you'll be seeing it in there, say, ah, Lagaja, you know something. Me, I don't know it. That is the time that you have rest of mind. You'll be able to thank Allah at that time. Allah says, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْ مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ Emma Masujiko Kuron, tell him about the Kwawa Kalila and Tio Kwawa. لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِنْ مَقْتَسَبٌ The men have things, and you're coming, you men, this is your path to Al-Jannah. وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِنْ مَقْتَسَبٌ Likewise, women, this is what you'll be doing. And you're talking about you, you're coming, that's a wali jannah. Okay, am I daddy kati? Look at Allah. Ishaan is in the sa'ayakum. He do different job. So women should not say, we want to go out. You know, we should be looking for jobs. We should not see that Allah didn't send you. Men too, you should not say, Abu is like, I like this thing that Allah gives to women. No. You will not see that in your house. Doing nothing. You'll be wearing hijab when you want to come out. I have seen it before. No should be sorry. We have seen it before in this town. Men who will wear go like this. We even had a discussion with them hot. Abu Jihad was there. May Allah keep all of us then. So Allah says, وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاسْأَلُوا كُلُّكُمْ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ All of you should ask Allah for this favor. Apply this thing to our discussion. If you want to know anything, beg Allah to teach you. I'll start one example and we'll proceed. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, is one of the greatest scholars of Islam ever in Islamic history, ibn Taymiyyah. In every field, there are few like that, all around us. But we have al-Imam Abdul Hajjaj Jamal al-Din al-Muzi, Hafiz al-Muzi, in the time of Ibn Taymiyyah. As far as Asanid of Ahadith is concerned, Ibn Taymiyyah will keep quiet when Jamal al-Din al-Muzi is talking. And there are four of them. Let's not go to that. We take our time. We are discussing the adhkars of. So you can find a learned person say that the zikr we make in ruku and sujood, they are mustahab. But you should know that the correction is that they are what? Upon wajibat. So I will try to prove, give us the reasons for that view. But be calm, be easy with people when you discuss with them. So that you do not intend good and then evil comes out of it. I always say this a lot. You don't need to quarrel. Don't make it to quarrel. So after that, the next zikr is the zikr you make between the two prostrations. Bayna sajdatayn. Allahumma ighfirli. Allahumma ighfirli. Allahumma ighfirli. Allahumma ighfirli warhamni. Wahdini. Wa'afini. Warhamni. I'm used to saying Allahumma ighfirli. If Allah forgives you, we do all those things for you. But say these ones too. In some of them there are four, in some of them there are five, in some of them there are six. So this one too is not from the wajibat. It's from the sunan of the zikr. So how many sunan have we mentioned of the adhkar? The sunnah of after Rabbana walaka alhamd, sunnah. And then the sunnah to adhkar, the one we say in between, till jalsati bayna sajdatayn. That one is also sunnah. So amongst the adhkar of salah, how many are sunnah? Two. Yes. Then we have tashahud. The tashahud itself is from the wajibat. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that we should make tashahud. When we say tashahud here, we also mean tahiyya. You know the tahiyya and tashahud, they are connected together. Who? التحيات والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك. We have explained here, أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عبده ورسوله. This thing is wajib for us to say. After that, we say Salatu ala Nabi. There's a lengthy discussion amongst ulama. Most of them say Salatu ala Nabi in the first tashahud is mustahab. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim in Jala'ul Afham insists extensively that it's from the wajibat of Salah. It appears that he was most correct. We also cited those amongst the early scholars who have that view. So we say Salatu ala Nabi, Tahiyyatu, and the Salah ala Nabi. They are from what? Wajibat amongst the adhkar of Salah. Which one is remaining? Dua. Dua. In the Tashahud al-Awsat, the dua we make. Ulama also say it is mustahab. They say it is mustahab. Although the ahadith apparently show that it is wajibat. We have not seen the one who says it is from the wajibat. Because the Prophet commanded them to make in that dua. So take it as mustahab. How many sunnah do we have now? Three. The first mustahab is the zikr we say after Rabbana wa laka alhamd. Rabbana wa laka alhamd is wajib. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fihi kama yuhibbu rabbuna wa yarda. It's what? Mustahab. The zikr we say in between the two prostrations, when we see that, it's what? Mustahab. And then the dua we say in tashahud is also what? Mustahab. Now tasleem. the Taslim itself. To say Taslim is from the arkan of Salah. You must say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Must. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. But the first one, you know there are two. The first one is from the wajibat. The second one is from the sunnah. First taslim is wajib. Second taslim is sunnah. So after the first taslim, somebody pollutes, book, akramakumullah. His salah is valid. Then so lay salama koko. Oti kuo lori yon, koda bi oti se salame elekej. Yon oti kuo. And this is the ijma, ulama say ijma. There are many amongst ulama who mention ijma. Amongst them, al-imam al-sahawi, Ibn Abdul Barr al-Namari, and others, Ibn Qudam al-Muqtas. They say it's from the ijma that first taslim is wajib, second taslim is what? Mustah. This is what we do in Salah. So let's come back to our book. The Sheikh said, وَلَا يَجِبُ مِنْ أَذْكَارِهَا. And its adhkars are not obligatory. We are quickly going through the adhkars, Abi. How many are from the Sunan? Three. All the rest are what? Wajibat. So that's why when Imam Shokani says, إِلَّا التَّكْبِيرُ. تَكْبِيرَةُ الْإِحْرَامِ is from arkan. It's not from the wajibat. Except if he means wajib that when you leave it, your salah is void. If he means that kind of wudu, then for us. Otherwise, takbiratul ihram is from the arkan of salah. Wal fatihatu fi kulli raka'atin walau kana mu'taman. And to recite suratul fatiha fi kulli raka'atin, in every raka'ah, walau kana mu'taman, even if that person is a person that is praying behind the imam, it is wajib to recite Surah Al-Fatiha. We have explained it, go? Now, what tashahud al-akhir? He says it is the last tashahud that is wajib. But the correct thing is that both the first and the last tashahud, they are from what? Wajib. In fact, the last tashahud, that sitting is from the arkan of Salah, but the zikr is from what? Wajibat of Salah. Do we understand? Do we get this point? Inshallah. So he says, وَلَا يَجِبُ مِنْ أَذْكَارِهَا إِلَّا التَّكْبِيرُ. Nothing is compulsory from the adhkar of Salah except takbir, al-fatiha, at-tashahud al-akhir, and at-taslim. But we know that there are more than four. Amongst them is what? The al-istiftah. Amongst them is what? Al-istiada. Amongst them is what? Adhkar al-ruku'i was sujood. Do we get it now? That's why we speak here unto them. So what he has said here, there are other adhkars that are obligatory that he didn't mention. But don't forget, I was saying that some scholars say they are mustahab. He is amongst them who say some of those adhkars are mustahabbat. I hope that this point is clear. I have told us what we have found from him and other scholars. I am now explaining what we find from him, what he says. So you must be able to harmonize between the two. I hope we are getting it clearly. He said, Rahimahullah, وَلَا يَجِبُ مِنْ أَذْكَارِهَا إِلَّا التَّكْبِيرُ وَالْفَاتِحَةُ فِي كُلِّ رَكْعَةٍ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُؤْتَمًا وَالتَّشَهُّدُ الْأَخِيرُ. All these ones, as far as he is concerned, they are also what obligatory. But what we are saying is that there are other adhkars too that are obligatory that he did not mention. So he said, Rahimahullah, وَمَا عَدَى ذَلِكَ فَسُنَنٌ. Any other thing apart from, we had mentioned arkanu salah, who? In the last class. We revised it before we started today. We have also mentioned wajibat of salah, who? Today. He says, wama adazali. Whatever comes after or apart from all of these wajibat and arkan that we have explained, fasunanu, those things will be sunan. Wahiya and the sunan of salah are الرفق من المواضع الأربعة. الرفق من المواضع الأربعة. Raising the hands up in the four conditions. As in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, that Abu Abdullah is his disciple. the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, there are four places. But it proves to us that in all the places, as we are changing from one condition to the other, it is from the sunnah to do what? To raise our hands. I'm sure we remember all of them. So they are from the sunnah. وَضَمُّ إِتَوَسَيَا ضَمُّ. We also told us, we explained the sunnah of folding the arms. Go, abdom. He told us that we can place the palm on top of the palm. We can grab the palm with the palm. Grab the left palm with the right palm. We can place the palm on top, one. We can grab it, two. We can place the right palm on top of parts of the left palm, the left three, and then the side like this. Place on top of it. And we can also use it to grab it. These are the four ways that we can make what? Abdom. And we said that Abdom is from the Sunnah. It's from the Sunnah of Allah. This one we are correct. We are with us. We are with him. He is with us. Rahimahullah. Imam Shokan. I hope that that point is clear. وَالتَّوَجُّهُ بَعْدَ التَّكْبِيرِ أَوْ بَعْدَ التَّكْبِيرَةِ التَّوَجُّهُ بَعْدَ التَّكْبِيرَةِ. What is that? Dual istighfar. What is the reason of dual istighfar? Why? What is the truth for it? The Prophet commanded the one who erred in his salah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I hope that it is clear. وَالتَّعَوُّذُ. He's mentioning ta'awuz now. He said ta'awuz is from the sunnah of salah. But what is the correct view? From the wajibah. What is the proof? فَإِذَا قَرَعْتَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Who amongst the scholar has this view? Al-Imam Atta ibn Abi Rabah has this view. Sufyan al-Thawri has this view. Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal also. وَالتَّأْمِينَ. To say Ameen, we didn't remember to mention it. And if you say Ameen, we are mentioning the Adhkars of Salah. Ameen, it's wajib upon the ma'mur. All of us, when we pray behind the imam, we must say what? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us and said, وَإِذَا قَرَعَ غَيْرِ الْمَجْزُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ فَقُولُوا آمِينَ. So it is compulsory for us, sunnah for imam. إِذَا أَمَّنَ الْإِمَامُ فَأَمِّنُوا. He gave condition for the imam. See imam that he say Ameen. Yes, Ameen. They are sure the imam will say Ameen. But he didn't tell us that it's compulsory on him. But for the rest of us, he commanded us to say Ameen. إِذَا أَمَّنَ الْإِمَامُ فَأَمِّنُوا. I hope that is clear. So ta'ameen, some say, بَيْوَا نِفَتَا سُنَّا نِعَاءَ بِالتَّفْسِيلِ أُولَلَيْهِ لِمَامُ غَغَغَغَ Ameen. Here is what? Mustahab. But the rest of us behind the imam, Ameen, why is what? Wajib. If we are praying alone, our ta'ameen is what? Mustahab. But when we are praying with the imam, our ta'ameen is what? Wajib. I hope that is clear. وَكِرَاءَةُ غَيْرِ الْفَاتِحَةِ مَعَهَا. And to recite Surah Al-Fatiha along with Surah Al-Fatiha. We explain that that is from what? Sunan of Salah. So, to recite another Surah after Fatiha is what? Sunnah. It's not from the wajibat of Salah. Do we know the hadith for this? There are many. It's hadith of Abu Qatada al-Ansari Bukhari and Muslim. My mind just quickly went to the hadith of Muaz ibn Jabal. We know that hadith. Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu will pray with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he go and lead the people in prayer. Now feel like that. He went today, he started reading long surahs. Like many of us do. It's common with a lot of people who memorize a lot of Quran. You will be reading, you don't know that you are already, you know, stretching the people. So one of the men who prayed behind Muaz said, Muaz is lengthy. Assalamu alaikum. He just went to one corner. When he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he did, he only said that he recited Surah Al-Fatiha. He did not recite a surah. Muaz radiallahu anhu said, this man is munafiq. The man said, Allah will show you that I'm not munafiq. They went on the battle, he died on the battle. Radiallahu anhumah. The Prophet said, where is Muaz? That man, you see now he died in battle. He had told you that Allah will show you that he's not
So what happened in that hadith is that that companion prayed with Fatiha alone. And he told the Prophet, the Prophet said, ah, did you do sajda to Sa'i? Did you understand now? It means to recite the rest of the surah after surah al-Fatiha. It's what? Sunnah. From the Sunan of Salah. It is waqira'atu ghayri Fatiha fi ma'aha. To recite any other surah apart from Fatiha, along with al-Fatiha. Wattashahud al-awsatu. He counts the first tashahud as sunnah, but we said that it is what? Wajib. We explained it. He said, وَالْأَذْكَارُ الْوَارِدَةُ فِي كُلِّ رُكْنٍ. Amongst the sunnah of sunnah of salah is al-adhkaru al-warida. These adhkar that have been reported fi kulli ruknin, to be said at every rukun. Like zikru ruku, subhana rabbi al-azim. Imam Shawkani said from the sunnah. He said that is the position of the jumhur. But that there are proofs that show that it is what? Wajiba. And that's from the positions of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. He explained that. So, see, kulli rukun, like standing after ruku, we mentioned that that zikir after Rabbana wa lakal hamdi, hamdan kathira is from what? Sunan, yes, sunan, that one is sunan. The one in ruku is from wajibat. The one in sujood is from what? Wajibat. The one in tashahud, they are from what? Wajibat. We explained them. It says, walistiktaru min ad-du'a, and saying a lot of du'a. Say a lot of dua. Bi khayrayn dunya, asking Allah for the goodness of this dunya wal akhirah. The goodness of the two places, this dunya and akhirah. Many times people think that from the aspect of zuhud, they say zuhud is riraye sa. That interpretation itself is wrong. Riraye sa, kaybudu. A dunya. Well, in mutare yasa mutune gudu ibar kudu. So, mu za mu roƙo shi ko we will collect it from him now. Ya yasa. Esi ko wa kara yasa. O ni ka se pelepele laye ni. Pelepele. Ka ti ti aye wa o. It's the Quran, it's sunnah. And if Taji ma'ataka Allahu dar al-akhirah, there's no intention about my father. Everything that Allah has given you. If Taji ma'ataka Allahu dar al-akhirah, everything that Allah has given you, use it to search for akhirah. What did he say after that? Well, I can't come and free back on you. Don't forget your part of this dunya. And he told us, he says, arba'u min as-sa'ada. So, four things are from the evidences to really. And among the things that will indicate that this man is a successful person in this dunya. Four. The first one he mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, baytun wafir. He made to say, And so like the sound, you call it to say. Anabi Yusuf sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, the Anabi lo. He is a bait. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 14. Alamatu sa'ada. Amiri lai. In this dunya, it's not talking about akhirah. Dunya. The first one is what? Baitun. He gave it an adjective. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this elective saying, we use it to look for akhirah. That's why ulama say, the house is wide because you will accommodate friends and family. Ebare, abure, ebare, maybe one day you later, no more danger, oh, you got that. So go to work, it's not so that you can meet younger that if you see my house, now for lucky you do, So that you use the house for worship. You will house your wife, well. You will house your children, well. The children of your brother's uncle will be making you put all of them one house. The house will be filled up with people. Aha. If I warn you. He said, that is the job that they to work will do. If we take the interpretation of Raisa, and we call it to say, we don't follow. They to work you need. What did he mention secondly? Zawjatun Salih, pious wife. He didn't say wife, though. Some brothers say, I said, okay, I'm going to be selling stuff, okay, I don't think you will read it, and like, if you can't say a word, ah, you say, if you can't say a word. Can you say a word by your lung? Or you read anything like it? The third one, Markabun Hani. He didn't say Markab. It's my Markab in Kambu. He said, honey, to bandu. I love you, Mr. Bell. Una ma explain it. They said, if there is no honey, to bandu there, he will not be able to use that car, that ride for worship. Ongo ni halko. Last day, what will that fellow party do? What will he do? So if you have the money to buy a good car, don't say, "What are you doing?" Ramoto Hani, Ramoto Gidi. Olo Kaduna, you just in Okene, you must break down. A good car too can break down. Yeah, don't trust vehicles. You can buy it yesterday. You are traveling to Kano, break down. It can break down in Ekitibia. But you would have known that I didn't buy the Gagaga car. You've taken care of your own position. Markabun Hani. In Kambu, to La Lafia. Many people, we want to buy Markab. We become Markubun. Markab is something you climb. He himself becomes that. The car is climbing him. Let's not do this. Let's try. If you have the means, buy a car. That's good enough for you. And when you say, car that is good enough. You have a family of 16 people. You can buy a 3-seater car. Sienna is good. Don't say, Morayesa, some of our brothers have this thing here. One day, brother was carrying me in the car. We were traveling. I just bought one small car that time. He said, is it not part of his rock? He was begging me, don't be annoyed with yourself. Don't be annoyed with yourself. Don't be annoyed with yourself. Then he asked me that question. I smiled. I was telling the brother, I don't know any brother in our age that travels as I travel around us here. We are in this class today. By tomorrow morning, you can hear that I'm in Kano. By the afternoon, you can hear that I'm in Abuja. By the evening, you can hear that I'm in Katsina. If you don't have a good car, you will become Marku. So I need it. Need. Serious need. A car that when you touch it like this, it will be coming like this with you. If Allah gives you the means lawfully, underline that one. What we are saying is that don't say if you have the means, you will not do it because of fear I in person. Our 13, your long office is in the world. Our 13 is that some book, Kata, a long place here for. That's what we are saying. Unless you are bold. Master Kwea, why you standing again? Koropeti da ha, koropeti da ha. So, by no way, jeep, ra jeep, mara koropeti. Koropeti has another use to say, ma paula tarare. Now,
Jadi aku lupa, jadi lagi lupa. If you are traveling to Lagos, you will know Sokoroko is that. From here to Lagos, it's difficult to travel in Sokoroko. Now, travel in Sokoroko from here to Kano, then you will see. Let me tell us the value of some of these things. My family who passed away in the early half of this. We finished one halqa here. On Abkar. We got home, she just called me, I'm sick and this, that. After Isha ate it, the text message is still on this phone. She said, and I'm thinking that my time has come. If I go before you call, leave my children with my mother. She will take care of them. Fortunately, you are friends. If I have gone before you call. She started talking. By the next morning, we pray Salat Zuhur together in Kaduna. If you don't have a good car, what will you do? Some of us who have good car, we don't maintain our car. It is also bad. Maintain your car. I didn't plan to make a travel. I just returned. She had a baby. I was there a week. The beginning of the second week, I came back home. Less than 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I was not supposed to be there at that time. You receive a message 8:30 in the night. A message of if you come and meet me. You can't be looking for a garage. And if you have a car that you don't maintain here, you will be blaming yourself. If I want to travel now to Maiduguri, now I'm ready. All I will do is raise my tire, and my tire that gives has to push now. If they are not good, I don't give any excuses, my first wife. Because I can use to travel anytime. Look at this message that I have received. With Salam alaikum Zuhud, I was in Kaduna. Zuhud! At another instance, I was in Kaduna. I had a family, one of my family, she went to visit her family in Ijebu. It just happened that she said, I'm now delivering. I left Kaduna immediately. I got into Ishobu here. So, quarter to two, I entered Ishobu. By 4:30, I was in Ijebu. From Kaduna. Why am I saying this? Worship will be easy for you. Not for cool, Rayesani. If you say it is Rayesa, you will not be able to do even things that will be obligatory on you. You will start because you start looking irresponsible. And you'll be blaming yourself. So the first one is Baitun Wafa. The second one is what? Zawjatun Salah. The third one is what? Markabun. The fourth one is what? Jarun Salah. Neighbor, good neighbor, pious, righteous. So what we are saying is, if Allah gives you the opportunity for all of this, do it. With the intention of worship, you use it to seek Akhirah. But Allah gives you, which is the case with many Yoruba lahun po. Yoruba, very stingy people. Allah likes to see the signs of His favor on you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَرَى أَثَرَ نِعَمِهِ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ. Allah likes to see the signs of His favor on His servant. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَرَى أَثَرَ نِعَمِهِ. Have you shown this servant? Have you shown that Allah has favored you? If we had had time, we would have described some of the clothes that the Prophet used to wear across. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to know, go to Shama'il al-Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Imam al-Tirmidhi, see whole chapter. So Imam al-Shawkani says, by way of ending this class, when we are in Salah, we make a lot of dua. It is from the Mustahabbat. Bima warada wa bima lam yarij. The kinds of dua we are allowed to make in sujood and in the tashahud, it is mustahab. We can say those adhkars that occur in books of hadith. We can also say supplications, dua, that are not in the books of hadith. I think that's the chapter on kafiyatu salah. The next thing we'll start in our next class is, what are those things that spoils the salah? And I hope, inshallah, we should be able to take it to the next bab. Amman tasqutu salah. Who are those people that salah is not wajib on them? They say, ah, tawani, oma kekere, tiyo ti balaja papa. La tajibu alayhi salah. And Sarario, actually, a person who is so sick that he can't even shake his body. I have seen it before. Don't say, in the light, I have seen it. My family I spoke about, she finally spent 9 days before she died. But those 9 days is between this dunya and akhirah. So that time I saw it die. Somebody will say, is it time for Zuhr? You say, yes, it's time for Zuhr. Okay, I want to pray now. She will say, Allahu Akbar. That is the time that she will sleep. Somebody who has seen does not sleep. That is the time that she will sleep. She will say, Alhamdulillah. She has slept. She can't move any of that thing apart from the mouth. Sami Allahu liman hamda. Assalamu alaikum. Have I prayed? I say, yes, you have prayed. She can't move anything except that mouth with which she's talking. And the only thing she was also doing, Quran. If you play Quran, she will tell you who is reading it, the riwayah that person is reading. Sometimes she'll be telling you the ahkam al-kira'ah in those riwayah. May Allah forgive all our dead ones. But don't say, you can't do all that. That is how that person will be praying. Now, some people will now be in a condition. I've also seen that one of our brothers is up now, alhamdulillah. He was unconscious for over a month. Very learned brother. Over 1 month he was unconscious. This kind of a person, hospitalized his salah. The salah is not obligatory on him at all. He does not mean to move me alayhi. He's into, what do you call it? Huh? Coma. He's in coma. So inshallah, we'll discuss these issues in our next class. I think it will suffice for us to stop here. If there are one or two questions, we can quickly take them. Alaykum. Naam. 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 He said some scholars use sunnah and wajib to mean that something is obligatory. They use them synonymously. That is not in the issues of it. That is in the aspect of aqidah. Issue of aqidah. Should I give you one example? From the sunnah is that you don't speak abusing a leader like this. You see this, our leader, they are bad, they are rude, they are stealing our money, they didn't pay salary, they didn't do this. From the sunnah is that you must not say this. You must not talk like this. I bolori nori nimbai. Olori muslimi. Aditefe. I bolori nori nimbai. Tell me that. How many money? They are stealing money. They are doing this. This body is the henchman. May Allah take care of them. It's foolishness. It's not part of the sunnah. The Prophet prohibited it. Allah. And ulama, when they see somebody doing like that, they consider it as from the foolish people. When they speak about it, they say sunnah. They say wahada khilafu sunnah. This one contradicts the sunnah. It is not the sunnah of mustahab that they mean. It's from the issues of wajibat that a person must do. That is not to be abusing rulers on the manabe or public. newspaper, somebody goes to newspaper, Ali Buhari is not good, he's a bad man. If he's a Muslim, he does not know what he's doing. Allah Maka Jahil. If you want to correct government, you meet them or you meet the people who have access to them. There was one video that went around that one old man in Saudi Arabia, he was abusing one of the rulers. And then police begging him from the member into bed. He said, see, they are brilliant scholars. I said, Chewara Unna in Tosaya. Shola Olora Abanadi. You were shining. It's a matter of pain. Somebody come on the member start abusing you. I don't want them to meet him. Oh Allah, cost them. Oh Allah, this story, you said it. They will arrest you. And that is the sunnah. That you are arrested is the sunnah. So people are just saying, he will study the arresting scholar. Yes, any scholar that abuses people, ruler, publicly, arrest him. To arrest him is from sunnah. You know why? Do you know what led to where Syria is today? Are we here only now? Syria! You know what led to it? Protest. Protest. The problem you see in Syria today, it started with what? Protest. Tunisia today, it started with protest. Libya, it started with protest. And Egypt, because they have not known rest in Egypt till now. They never got a better day with their protests and demonstrations. Daluru, Islam is not a religion of Daluru. It's a religion of reasonable people and calmness. Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal mawizati. Which mawiza is happening and when you call it happening? Oh, people, let's go and get there. People say, hey, we are going to go out. You say, hey, we don't agree. Is this hikmah? Is this mawiza al hasana? Our religion is not based on rawdiness and no, orderliness. In all of these things we are discussing about Salah and all of this, everything in how to say Naswa, Deen in Naswa. This Islam is a deen of calmness, calm. It's not deen of gana, 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 gana. And that's why as we discuss it, we will say, don't fight somebody else. Don't quarrel. Gana, gana, won't check me. Gana, gana, my God, won't check. May Allah protect all of us. When Allah was discussing Ibad al-Rahman, what was the first thing he mentioned about them? Al-Ladina Yamshuna al-Ardi. I want to say, those who, when they walk on the earth, they are what? Feeble. When we come for Salah, what did he say? La tasra'u. Don't hasten. Iza atasumu Salah. Fa'tuha wa antum tamshuna bimada bisakinati wal waqaa. Remember, we're not sorry, don't rush to Salah. Come down to Salah, it works. Is that the religion that says, oh, go back, charge that thing, we know the thing, oh, oh, oh. And then they bring police and start shooting them. So, who will pass this place? I will follow this place like this. This is not our deal. Islam does not speak. Say that you are part of Sodom, Palai Makan. I want to charge you for them. In fact, my life, my calling, I you want to be in the middle. You must tell me, say, Daddy, if you want to have anybody, you don't learn Daddy enough. If government becomes aware that some people want to demonstrate against this state government, from OKC, you see the police barricade. Hey, they gave me governor. You don't want to know. Tell them that love. You are alone, my God. During petroleum, this Jonathan, you see some people, they were in Allah, and they were in Allah, last man, Allah, foolish people, they didn't know anything. You carry young people, girls, boys, to the streets, Allah, last man, you know the thing? Is that Islam? Okay, that's Allah, last man, you are shouting about. Is that the mouth of Al-Hasana? Allah protect. So from the sunnah is not to be abusing a'imma on the manhaj. But the sunnah that is meant is not mustahab. The end. And on the issues of fiqh too, when they say sunnah and you talk about wudu, except if they want to use it to describe that, the sunnah is so strong
getting near wajib. In that case, they say sunnatul mu'akkada. They still not even say wajiba. Beyond that. So perhaps what he means to say to you is that in the issues of akidah, sunnah can mean something that is what? Wajib. But from the matters of faith, sunnah is different from wajiba. Beyond that. Alaykum salam. I mean, I want clarification about the differences between wajib, rukun, and sunnah. We have been repeating these explanations. Rukun are those things that when you don't do them, the salah is invalid. Like the takbiratul ihram. Kabbalat, I'm not in there. Allahu Akbar. Any person who does not do it, he has, the salah is null and void. So, you know. Whenever he remembers that he has left it out, he has to come back and do it. That's rukun. But wajibat, wajib is something that is compulsory. If you leave it, you are sinning, but you still have salah. You are shenikin, you feel a shubolur. If you are praying behind an imam now, we say to recite Surah Al-Fatiha is what? Wajib for the ma'mun. And so back to the one who needs it and does not recite Surah Al-Fatiha behind the imam is leaving something that is obligated. Only shenikin, shubolur. It's wajib. We say al-jalt kuhudu at-tashahudu awsat. We say it's from wajibat of salah. Ijoku ataya ala koko orayani. Say it, but you're too the air to niru. Ko? Even though it's going to make such that it's salah. When it were looking from the arkan of, you go back to it. So that's the relationship between wujub and rukun. Sunnah is something that when you leave it, no blame on you, but you will not have rewards. Like raising the hands in salah. You have salah. You will not need sajda to sahwi. But you don't have the rewards you should have gotten if you were raising the hands. Can we combine salah during rain when the imam of that masjid is not around? Yes, we'll appoint one of those to lead. But the imam must be carried along. Maybe the imam traveled or something. You can appoint any other person. Can a woman combine salah at home? Yes, sometimes. It should not be a normal routine. When she becomes so bogged down with work that praying those salah at their times become a real problem for her, she can combine those salah. We discussed this matter, these matters, in greater detail earlier. What is the adhkar during sujood or ruku or sajda to sahwi, I think? We have mentioned the ones for ruku and sujood. But for sajda to sahwi, we will discuss it when we come to issues on sajda to sahwi. Advise me, what can I do to save from punishment of grave and agony of the day of Qiyamah? Follow your major obligations and do a lot of sadaqah. 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 Allah uses sadaqah to protect from the punishment of the grave. May Allah protect all of us. And enter the paradise. Listen, make a lot of sadaq. Tatawu'at, sadaq, sadaq. I think we should read this as the last step. What is the ruling of eating Easter food? We have always been discussing issues like this. Rejecting it is better, which was given to my stepmother. Being a Christian, she gave it to my brother to eat for me when I'm not around. By now, grandmother should have known, or stepmother should have known that you are not eating Easter meat because they are using it in disobedience to Allah. They say that Isa alayhi salam died. Allah said that Isa alayhi salam did not die. You know what they did in Philippines? No, in Philippines. In Philippines, they made people too many. Two names, they nailed them. Name. It's in the news. In Philippines, the Roman Catholics, they nailed it like this. Name. To the cross. One by one, may Allah protect us. That is to the extent that Dalala Ishina can lead somebody on to. A woman was there too. I saw the picture of a man and a woman. Not a WhatsApp message somebody sent to me.
in a news item, verified news. May Allah protect us. And then a Muslim will be eating with them. Because when you eat with somebody, a don't shame you. Part of celebrating, if I invite you to Walima to Nikah, and I'm not doing Walima to Nikah, I already have four wives. But somebody invites us, Abu Aisha, we'll marry now and invites us to Walima to Nikah. If we go and eat with him, what are we doing? We are celebrating. If he sends the food to us and we eat it, what are we doing? We are celebrating with him. Even if it is one single piece of meat, in a kiko feasting that we make, we always talk about the kiko. When the kiko tells them, is he really running? No, Ibani, Jono, getting, celebrating together. I think that's the essence. So when you eat with somebody, you are celebrating with him. If you tell me, I said what I'm saying. If you ask it, I'll also go, read his book on Ayat. The book he read on Tashabbuh al-Kufa. What's his title? Ittiba'u Sirat al-Mustaqim. Following the straight path. Li mukhalafati ashab al-Jahim. By way of being different from our manna. To tell you, you are not to talk. So you are to see, you are not. May Allah protect Allah. We discuss all these issues. So by now, our relatives that are not Muslims should have known that we should be discussing our religion with them. There's nothing to hide in Islam. May Allah protect all of us and forgive all of us. I think it is sufficient that we stop here today. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك آمين